Okay, so let's get started here. So just to quickly recap, yesterday. So again, we were analyzing the shita of Abaye. I hold l'mafreya hu nifsal, and alongside, as pointed out yesterday, the second day of Rava Pseidu Dulekuchos also fundamentally agrees with Abaye that meets right from the perspective of Hazama, the psul should be l'mafreya. So we point out there are two basic ways to understand this, the shita, that the psul is slash fundamentally should be l'mafreya. So yesterday we discussed the option that Abaye completely rejects Rava's notion of chiddush. Right? He says, no, it's a svara pshuta. Once you say it's a svara pshuta, it's a svara pshuta. So in the Mela, you go back to the timing of the Edo Sheker, because it's a svara pshuta that you believe the mazimim over the zomim. And therefore, the basis of Abaye, according to that first option, is to say that since Abaye rejects the notion of Eid Zomim Chiddushu, it's a svara pshuta to believe the mazimim. So from the Mela, you go back to the Shas Edos Sheker. We saw a number of achronim who took that approach, and perhaps Rishonim. Like today, I like to discuss the other option. To say that, what's the other option? That's not that Abaye completely rejects Chiddushu, but rather what? How would you finish the sentence? Rather what? Exactly. Rather that he accepts the Chiddush, but he just thinks that even though Eid Zomim Chiddushu, it still goes the Mafreya. Right? The other option is that Abaye accepts the notion of Eid Zomim Chiddushu, and it's just that that it's a chiddushu, it's still going to apply l'mafreya. Yeah.
Couldn't he also just say that they both hold the chiddush, they hold a different kedusha?
But why would the type of chiddush impact whether it goes l'mafreya?
Because if you say in ba'al chiddusho, and maybe Abaye gives him a chalik between like let's say Abaye says the chiddush is that these days that the mazimin are kosher. And then Rava says that no, the chiddush is that the edim are pasul, that they're like buying pasul, right?
But why would that affect whether you go to mafreya or not?
Because then if you say imbo.
Oh, okay, I think you said this the other day. You said this yesterday. You reject the notion. Yeah, you could say that. You could say that. I haven't seen that anywhere, but because presumably, right? If once you think that the hazama is a chiddush, so then if you accept the notion that imbo al chiddusho dictates it's only mikan al haba, so no matter what the chiddush is, you're going to limit it to mikan al haba. But if you reject that notion and say no, even though it's a chiddush, you can call them afreya, regardless of the chiddush.
Meaning it's not considered imbo al, meaning it's the kasher the has nothing to do.
You could have said that, right? But good, right? So again, what we're saying right now is that the other way of understanding Abaye is that he agrees with the notion of Eid Zomim Chiddushu. He just disagrees with the idea that Ein Bo El Chiddusho, right, limits it Mikan Ol Haba. And Abaye would say that no, even though it's a Chiddush, but once you accept the Chiddush that the Mazimim are correct and the Zomim are liars, so then immediately you go back to the time that they gave the Eid Sheker, and therefore the psul is l'mafreya. And Rabbi Chanan just spells out this analysis just in a very succinct way. That is right in his first tzad in the Kovet Shiurim Bava Kama. Rabbi Chanan spells out that it could very well be that Abaye agrees to the chiddush, but rejects the notion of imbo el chiddusho limits the effect to mikan al haba. He says no. Once you accept the chiddush, we take it l'mafreya. So now we like to, when we're trying to just, find this in the Mikoros, it is important to note that, again, who do we paskin like? Abaye or Rava? Abaye, right? Part of the Al-Kagam. So once we paskin like Abaye, so that means any Rishon who's speaking lehalacha, who's speaking lemaskana, and yet they invoke the notion of Eid Zomim Chiddushu, that means that they are holding that even Abaye holds lemafreya, still accepts the notion of Eid Zomim Chiddushu. That's an important perspective. So when you're going back and you're going to look at the Rishonim, whenever a Rishon says, invokes the notion of Eid Zomim Chiddushu, la'alacha, that means they're accepting this second option, that even Abaye agrees to the chiddush, but Avapikin, he applies it l'mafreya, because he rejects the notion of ein bo ela chiddusho, you know, dictates it, it's mikan ulhaba. That's just a point of introduction. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go through the different mahalchim, the different versions of this idea of Abaye thinking it's a chiddush, but yet it works l'mafreya. So the first in a mahalach that Rishonim say this within is within the Baal Dover approach. Within the Baal Dover approach, to say that even the Baal Dover approach is a chiddush. As we discussed this, you know, a couple days ago in a different context. But again, the Baal Dover approach seems to be a svara. So how can you say that even the Baal Dover approach seems to be a chiddush? What would be isn't a Dover Pashit that Edim are believed against Baal Dover? So what would be the chiddush, Yitzchak?
That I think we said in the Nesilos that it's that we consider it a separate case about whether the Edim they lied or not in court.
Exactly. The Chiddush is that you consider the Zomim to be the Baal Dover. Exactly. Once they're the Baal Dover, then it's Pashut to believe the Mazim over the Zomim. But the Chiddush, according to this, is that the Chiddush that we're going to treat the Zomim as Baal Dover instead of considering it Shrei or Shrei. So let's, right, the first, I think, Rishon, who seems to adopt this, the Baal Dover approach, but yet thinks it's a Chiddush, if you look at many of the comments of this Rishon, is the Ramban. So let's look, we'll get to the Ramban next. Yeah, we'll get to the Ramban next. First, let's go for the Ramban, right? So the Ramban, you have to look at the Ramban in several different places, right? Let's go through it. So the first place, the original Ramban, right, the OG Ramban, is the Ramban in Yutes Yudches. Right, that's where the Ramban originally presents which idea, Shmuel, in that first Ramban? Exactly. So the Ramban in Yud Tes Yud Ches, which we read a couple times, right there, the Ramban gives this tam that the reason why the Mazimim are believed over the Zomim is because the Zomim are considered the Baal Dover. So if you just had the Ramban, and many people just base their conception of the Ramban based on that Ramban and Yutes Yuches. So most people would say that on the level of Gzeres HaKasar versus Svara, where just based on that Ramban alone, where would you assume the Ramban is?
Svara.
Right? Based on that alone, you'd say, it's a Svara. The Svara to believe the Mazimin over the Zomim, because Mazimin are the Edim, and the Zomim are the Baal Dover. So if you stop there, you would assume that the Ramban, right, says that it's a Svara Puta, and you would say, oh, he passes like a Bayi, and that it's a Svara alone. But that Ramban in Yutes Yuches does not tell the whole story. Because the very next Ramban gives off a very different impression. This is Ramban in Yutes Yuches. Again, what's the Avidan? What's the context? What halacha is the Ramban in the next in Yutes Yuches discussing? Do you remember?
Yutes
Yuches? Right. First, Yutes Yuches, where he discusses why the Mazim are believed. The very next halacha, he's discussing an exception to Hazama, that the din of Hazama is not going to apply in Kasher Zama and below Kasher Asa. Exactly. So what's the din of Kasher Asa? What's happening there?
If they were already killed, then we don't.
Exactly. If you already carried out the edus of the Edom Zomim, when they said the Reuven killed Shimon, and the Bezin actually killed Reuven, so then magically, it's a very startling halacha at first glance, that wait a second, when the Edom Zomim not only intended to kill Reuven, but when they actually killed Reuven, so then they're not going to be punished? So it's counterintuitive. You would think it's worse. Not only do they intend to kill Reuven, but they actually killed Reuven, then all the more so they should be punished. So the Ramban there is giving his famous explanation. If you were to describe it in one word, why we don't kill the Edom Zomim in the case of Kasher Asa, where you can say more than one word. Hashkacha, right? Hashkacha dictates that if we end up killing Reuven, right, it must be that the Edom Zomim were giving accurate Edus, because there's no way we would end up killing the Nidon if the Zomim were giving false Edus. So we're going to get back to the overall idea of that Ramban about Kasher Asa, but for our purposes, there's one line I want to zero in on.
Why does it really matter, like, if the guy should have been killed or not? Meaning, they were Zomim, so...
No,
even if it was true, they weren't there, so they can't testify.
No, we're saying that in that case, it must be that they were there. It must be that they gave Edo Shaker. And in that case, we're saying the Zomim are going to be believed over the Mazim.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like. and from assuming that they gave edus. You know, again, there are different versions of the Hashgacha approach. We'll get to, when we get to the sugya,
right,
we'll get to that.
Like Hashem wanted the guy.
Yeah, really. Yeah. There's nuances within the Ramban and others who adopt this Hashgacha approach. We'll get back to, I think the Ramban thinks it's actually Edus MS. Yeah.
The Ramban says that the Zomim are not Muscle Edus. Moving on.
We're going to get there. We'll get there later this year.
Yeah.
But in a Konami. Yeah.
Isn't the Ramban saying that it's
Xerus HaKasov? Slow. Good. So the line that I want to zero in on, exactly like you just said, even though we're probably going to disagree about how to interpret it, but the first line in the Ramban, you test, when he's writing, he's giving his Hakdama to this Hashgacha approach, he says, V'hatam b'zeh, Ali, would you mind?
Yeah. V'hatam b'zeh, b'avur, kimishpan, ha'idim, ha'zomim, b'xerus ha'shalit.
Yeah, three more words.
Shehem, shnayim.
Key line. The Ramban, right, says the reason for Kasher Asa, this is Hakdama, Bavur ki mishpat ha'edim ha'muzmin b'gzeres ha'shalit, the din of Hazama, gzeres ha'shalit, how would you translate it into typical language? Is it gzeres ha'kasov? Why? Shehem, shnayim ishnayim. How do we generally refer to shnayim ishnayim? Trey or trey? Wait a second. So the same Ramban, who in the piece before, you can't say he was closer, right? In the very line before, just gave the svara that the Zomimim are considered the Bali Dover. In the very next line, he says, they're Trey or Trey, and they were it's Xeris Akasov to believe the Mazimin over the Zomimim. So at first glance, it seems like a fair shtira. Is it Trey or Trey, or is it Trey versus Bali Dover? So at first glance, it seems like it's a very big shtira, unless you say like we're saying now, how do you resolve this, Tira?
Part of the finish is there.
Exactly. One is pre Xeris Akasiv, one's post Xeris Akasiv. But the Ramban and Yutes is saying. Meaning that the reason. When the Ramban and Yutes is saying that it's a Xeris Akasiv to believe the Mazimim, because it's Trey or Trey, is saying that because without the Xeris Akasiv, if you didn't have the Xeris Akasiv, you'd view it as Trey or Trey. But then comes along the Xeris HaKasav to tell you, now insert the earlier Ramban, the Xeris HaKasav comes to tell you that don't view it as Trey or Trey, rather view it as Trey versus Bali Davar. Understand, Mayor? So before, the reason why you need a Xeris HaKasav is because it's Trey or Trey, right? Meaning because without the Chiddush Torah of Hazama, you'd assume it's Trey or Trey. But comes along the Xeris HaKasav to tell you, no, it's considered the Chiddush that we view the Zomim as Nidonim, as Bali Davar, and that's why the Mazimim are believed. So again, if you put the two together, and we'll see some more Rambans along these lines, if you put the two together, the Ramban is speaking, obviously, Lahalacha, is saying, yes, Abaye, right, even Abaye, who's accepting the Bal Dover approach, still accepts Rava's notion of Eid Zomim Chiddushu, because you need, as I said before, you need the Chiddush Torah of Hazama to tell you to view the case as the Zomim being the Nidun. Yeah.
Once we know right now that it should be charged, but now we know that it's on the Eidim itself.
Because it's the Eidim that establishes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, exactly, 100%. But that's shot in all the Xeris HaKasav is that we treat it as Eidim and not Eidos.
We don't know that after the
Eidim. Exactly. That's what it establishes. Exactly, excellent. And there is another Ramban who also, in isolation, seems to project the clash, the dynamic between the Mazimim and the Zomim as Trey Trey. Where is that other Ramban? Yud Gimel Tesvav, right? Natana, what's the Ramban they're talking about? It's a totally different context. What's the Ramban Yud Gimel Tesvav talking about?
I don't remember what he said, I just remember that's
okay, that's fair. What's the Ramban? What? He discusses Yerani Dakal as an example. Exactly. He's talking about Jushiv HaKakira. Right? Because basically Ramban is saying the requirement of Jushiv HaKakira is by all Edus. For sure, by all Edus Nefashos, happens to be Midoraisa, even by all Edus Mamanos, it's only Midorabanan that we waived Jewish Vachakira for Mamanos, but that's not for now. So the Ramban is basically pointing out that Lo Halacha, we assume that Jewish Vachakira is needed for all Dinin Nefashos. The Ramban is implicitly bothered by the Kasha. Now, why does the Torah mention Drisha Bechakira by certain cases on the Fashos and not by other cases on the Fashos. So the Ramban's basic yisod in Gimel Tesvav is that the Torah only mentions Drisha Bechakira in cases where it's like a chiddush to believe the Edom. Right? In a case where, let's say, Navi Sheker, where it's Pashit, everyone knows that the guy's a Navi Sheker because he publicly gave this mofes and he was publicly disproven, so everyone knows. You don't need to say, oh, we're gonna, you need Drisha Bechakira in that case, because everyone knows that, you know, that they are Navi Sheker. But in cases where it's a, let's say, a Chiddush to believe the Edom, so Torah says, oh, you need Drisha Bechakira to make sure that you, the Edom are really telling the Emes. And the key is that in one of the last examples that the Ramban gives of Edus, where it's a chiddush to trust them, is what context? Edom Zomim, where he says, because, right, and what's the key line? Anyone have it? Anyone have the Ramban al Torah? When he says, the Omer be Edom Zomim? Anyone have the Lashon there? Yeah, Ari? Exactly, right, this line. Because when it comes to Hazama, me, right, Shelo Yodea, Mi mishteya kitos yomar emes. That is saying you have two kitos of Edom, you have trey or trey, you don't know which one is believed. And I was like, wait a second, this is the same Ramban Yud Tes Yud Ches. So it's not trey versus trey, it's trey versus bali daver. What is he talking about? But like we explained with the Ramban in Kasher Asa, where he says it's trey or trey, and same thing here. Presumably, what the Ramban here is talking about before the Gzeras Akasav, before the Gzeras Akasav. The Chiddush of Hazama, which establishes that we view the Zomim as the Balei Davar, it appears to be Trey or Trey. So there's yet another raya that the same Ramban who adopts the Balei Davar approach still thinks that it's a Chiddush, because it's a Chiddush to view it as to view the Nidon, the Zomim as Balei Davar, because Minastam, without the Chiddush, you'd assume it's Trey or Trey. And that's where the Ramban and Yud Gimel Tesvav and the Ramban and Yud Tes both project pre-Gzeres HaKasav that the dynamic between the Zomim and the Mazimim is Trey or Trey. Yeah.
Why is it a Chiddush to believe the Edom when it comes to Avodah Zarah? I mean, we said that in certain cases, right? So, there's a fine Navi Sheker. We all know he's Navi Sheker.
Yeah, the way the Ramban says it is there comes, right, Avobi'ir, you see, Avobi'ir Anidachas, you see here, Avobi'ir Anidachas, Uba'ovid Avodah Zarah, She Ma'asim Magim Aleinu Bishmua. So there, generally, the Ramban says, generally you hear like gossip, you hear like rumors, is a better word than gossip, right? The rumors come out that person's an Avodah Zarah, that ear is an ear anidachas. So because it reaches us through these rumors, so therefore the Torah is saying, do Drisha Bechakira through real Edom and through Drisha Bechakira to make sure it's not just rumors, but that
the other things aren't rumors, meaning
like... He says like a Navi Sheker, it's public.
Saying, but like Ritzicha's not...
Well, Ritzicha is not discussed here, but...
I'm saying, but then he's using that as like a color.
Yeah, I guess generally Ritzicha...
Wouldn't that also be an ornament?
Wouldn't that carry then over to an Zomim? That same logic should carry over to the Zomim.
What do you mean?
Meaning the same way that by Avodah Zarah, by Yaron Dachas, we're saying that it only came to that, like, it's not like
clear proof.
That they should believe. So
to
by
Azama,
it's not such a clear proof that they should be believed.
But he's just saying further. But
what lashon should he use instead of shtei kitos?
I'm saying you shouldn't say there's shtei. Meaning, if the Ramban, let's like this. If the Ramban in Yud Tes Yud Ches was like svar pshuta, it was a svar pshuta that the dynamic between the mazimim and the zomim was Edom versus Balei Davar. Then the Ramban can never write this way. You can never say there's shtei kitos and we don't know which one's telling the truth. There aren't shtei kitos. There's one kat of Edom and there's one set of Balei Davar. That's ha'ar. You can't say, meaning if you're a Ramban Yud Tes Yud Ches and you think that's a svara pshuta, so you can never describe the case of Mazimim versus Zomim as shtei kitos Edom. It's not. It's Edom versus Balei Davar. So it must be the fact that the Ramban formulates the dynamic as trey versus trey like he does in Yud Tes. It must be because pre-Gzeres HaKasav, it would have been viewed like that.
Can you have a case where Edom come and testify about two people?
That two Edom come along and testify about two people?
Yeah, one case.
For sure, yeah.
Meaning like...
Yeah. We saw them both. Mechal HaShavas, yeah. That's
that would be treated,
even Meah, yeah.
That would be treated as one case and not two cases?
100%, yeah.
What exactly... Person that's the parish of the Ramban after all the tradition itself is, and Mitzvahs, like
that, the finish of Dafka, there's a fellow son, Gabriel. Yeah, along those lines. Oh, yeah, Ramaz, same idea.
Right.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. You have to set the pshat in this, that the chiddush is to view them as Bali, as the Baal Dover, even though really the focus of their edus is on just being machish, the token of what they're saying. And therefore you would, misvar, you'd view the case as hachasha, because Yemanu Yisim is not about an avera that they commit. Exactly. Oh. But there's one last, and actually Mordechai pointed this out a couple days ago, there's one last Ramban, not Ala Torah, but the Ramban in the Chidushim, where the Ramban also seems to characterize the clash between the Mazimim and the Zomim as Achasha, as Treyotrey. Where is that Ramban? Ramban about Basra. Basically, the Ramban, in short, basically asks a similar question to Tosos, right? Where the Ramban asks, how can the Gemara and the Havamina align Rava with who? With Rav Chisda, who holds that Edei HaChasha are Psulim. So if Rava really agrees with Rav Chisda that all Edei HaChasha are Psulim, so then there should be no Chiddush that the Edim Zomim are Psulim, because then they're merely Edei HaChasha. So we're like, wait a second. And this is what Mordechai asked a couple days ago. He's like, the Ramban, who adopts the Baal Dover approach, is calling the Zomim Edei HaChasha, which assumes that it's Trey or Trey. What in the world is the Ramban doing? How can the Ramban, again, within Rava, right, be asking, what's the Chiddush, Rava? They're Edei HaChasha, you hold like Rav Chisda. What do you mean, Ramban? You're the one who holds that the Edim Zomim are Bali Davar, and the Edim Mazimim are the only Edim. Why are you characterizing the clash between the Mazimim and the Zomim as if they're both Edei HaChasha, if you, the Ramban, hold that the Edim Zomim are Nidonim, are Bali Davar? So the two answers that you could have given to this Ramban alone. So what's the, if you just had this Ramban alone, Ellie, right? How would you answer this Ramban alone? If you just knew about the Ramban Yutesir Ches, that they're Bali Davar, and this Ramban that says, that seems to say it's Hachasha, what would you answer to this Ramban alone? Exactly. You could answer the stira of this Ramban alone by saying, maybe this Ramban is limited to Rava. And you could have said, look, Rava is the one who says Chiddushu, so maybe within the Ramban, Rava holds that it's Trey or Trey, and therefore Rava says Chiddushu, but the Ramban Ala Torah is Lamaskan according to Abaye, and according to Abaye, that's where he says the Svara of Bali Davar. So again, just the, if you just had Yutes and Yutes Yutches and the Ramban of Babasra, you could have been mechalik between Shitas Abaye and Shitas Rava. Within Shitas Rava, that it's Chiddushu, Trey or Trey. Within and the Ramban, Ala Torah is Lemaskana, according to Abaye, that's a Svara Baal Davar. And therefore, there's no Stira. But in line of everything we're just saying, right, the Ramban clearly carries over the concept of Chiddushu, of Trey or Trey, beyond Rava, even Lemaskana to Abaye. Right? Right? You might not agree, but right. Right? This is my opinion. Right? Because from Yutes Yutes and Yud Gimel Tesvav, right there, the Rabban is speaking Lamaskana, even within Abaye, and yet he speaks about Trey or Trey. So therefore, you don't even need to come on to this Rav Abaye Chilak and say, like we're saying this entire time, that Rav and Abaye have the same conception that Hazama is a Chiddush. And what the Ramban in Baal Basra is describing when he describes the dynamic between the Mazimim and the Zomim as Edei Chasha, that's pre-Chiddush. Because remember, the Kasha of the Ramban in Chidushim is the Kasha of Tosas. Is that why, Rava, do you need to come on to the Chiddush? Why do you need to come on to say, Hazama Chiddushu? It's already HaChasha. So that means that the Ramban in that context is dealing pre-Chiddush and saying, why do you need to come on to the Chiddush? You ready? If Rava holds like Rav Chisda, both the Edim Zomim are Edei HaChasha, and therefore they're Psulim because of HaChasha. Why do you need to come onto the Chiddush? But then the Ramban says, oh, comes along the Chiddush, and the way the Ramban says it, is that the Chiddush of the Ramban is that not to be posel the Edim Zomim, but it's rather to be Machshir, the Edim Mazimim. And you can say, Hagufa, the Chiddush is to view the dynamic as the Mazimim are the Edim, the Zomim are the Bali Davar, therefore, Memela, because it's 2 versus 0, it's the Mazimim versus Bali Damer, Memela the Mazimim are Ksherim, because it's not Trey or Trey. So again, the same resolution that we gave to explain the other Rambans, you can now carry over to here, that just like the other Rambans that were describing Trey or Trey pre-Chiddush, that's what's going on here in Baal Basra as well. Sorry.
then both these ways of looking at it, Tosos doesn't necessarily hold on to try to try.
Okay, interesting.
Tosos is only asking and answering the thing.
Okay, very good. So what Yitzhak is pointing out, that we were spending a lot of time, you know, being the daig from Tosvos, that he holds the tray of tray. But now we're pointing out that that is, could be limited either to, either within Rava, or even a Baye, it could be pre-Chiddush. That's a good ha'ara. The only thing I would say is that the other aspect of, remember the beginning of Tosvos, remember how that Havamina, which we're going to get to soon actually, about being machalic between, saying, Embo el Chidusho, to limit Hazama to the realm of Onshin, not the Psoledus. So that also, you know, implied.
That was also within
Rava. What?
That was also within
Rava. That is also within Rava. So there's Enochnami. You're right. According to this, that Raya from Tosos, you no longer have a Hechreach that he holds of Trey or Trey within a Baye Lamaska. Enochnami. Enochnami. There's another hand. No? Okay. So Adkan, the Ramban. So again, the Ramban, if you put all four Rambans together, the Ramban, Limaskana, seems to, again, hold of the Svara of Baldabar, but doesn't think that it's a pure Svara, that he learns Abaye, that you need, that Abaye agrees, the Eid Zomim Chedeshu, that you need the Xeras Akasiv to treat them as Baldabar. So that was the Ramban. So you have a similar dynamic of on the one hand you have Baldabar, on the other hand you have a Chedesh, within which other prominent Rishon? The Ramban. Well, let's go through this. All right, so the Rambam, right? I would say, what's the clearest raya from the Rambam that he holds the Baal Davar Svar? Which comment of the Rambam? Perashat Mishnayos, right? So you start off with the Rambam, in Perashat Mishnayos. There he asks the Trey question and then says, no, it's on the Gavar Edim. And he's Medayik then in the Psukim, it's Gavar Edim, it's not Edus. Therefore, that's the idea of Azama. So it's clear from the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos, not going to read it again because we read it a couple of times, but it's clear from the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos that he's adopting the Baal Davar approach. The reason why the Mazimim are Ne'amanim is because the Zomim are Baal Davar. Good. And then the Rambam in Yudches Beis also has this interesting shita that Hazoma only applies when they're only speaking about the Gavra Edim. And they say they have no clue about the case itself. And again, the pashas of that shita of the Rambam is that he thinks that the focus is all has to be on the Gavra Edim because it's all about the Zomimim being the Bali Davar. So from Perish Mishnayos and Yudches Beis, everything seems to point in the direction of the Rambam adopting the Baal Davar approach, and a number of Achronim, the Kli Chamda we saw, or at least I quoted, the Pnei Yeshua we saw, the Tzlach, are all saying the Rambam is clearly in the Baal Davar approach. But then comes along the big Rambam, which seems to throw a monkey wrench into it. What is the Rambam which seems to go against this Baal Davar approach? Yudchas Gimel, where he says, Gezeras HaKasav. Oh. So one answer we saw of the Tzlach, and we had you see the Noda Behuda, also very forceful, right? Where the Tzlach, I know the view, the same person, says, don't get worked up about Gzeres HaKasav. No, because really, 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 the Rambam holds a Baal Davar, and the Rambam thinks that Baal Davar is a Svar Puta, and Abai thinks that it's a Svar Puta, you don't even need Chiddush. So therefore, according to the Tzlach, / Noda Behuda, when the Rambam says Gzeres HaKasav in Yudches Gimel, what is that going on? Shrei Kameh. The Tzlach says, look at the context of Halacha Gimel. It's all about Trey Kemenia, and therefore the Gzeres Kosev is not going on the Nemonas of the Mazimim over the Zomim. It's rather going on this idea of Trey Kemenia. So Aryeh had a Ha'ari yesterday, and I last night saw this in the Shinuyei Nuschos, which is a good thing to just to be aware of. That the Frankel, right, works off of other manuscripts, and Shinuyei Nuschos goes to the Ksabia Teiman, which is actually a very, you know, reputable. You know, very reputable, you know, manuscript of the Rambam. And there, the Shinuyei Nuschos points out that according to the Ksavya Teiman, Halacha Beis ends where? Where does Halacha Beis end?
After
the Gzeres HaKasav. Implying that the Gzeres HaKasav belongs in Halacha Beis, meaning that the Gzeres HaKasav is talking about the Nemonis of Azama in general. And that Halacha Gimel, where it talks about Trey Kameya, that's only after mentioning the Gzeres HaKasav. So again, so one problem with the Tzlach, and Noda Behuda's Pshat, is that at least according to the Ksav Yad Teiman, it doesn't work with the breakdown of the Halacha. So the whole diuk of the Tzlach is that, look, the Rambam mentions Gzeres HaKasav within the Trey Kameh Halacha, according to that, is not true. We brought another problem with the Tzlach's idea is that it's not... Exactly. That's why. Yeah, exactly. Based on that, that's why they put the two dots. Exactly. Not between what we have, Zalacha Beis, Zalacha Gimel, but really after the line of Xeris Akasa. And we pointed out yesterday, it's not really such a chiddush to believe the... Oh, sorry. Forget that moment. Oh. So what... Oh, so again, so the alternative way of understanding the Rambam, and this is the way Kesav Mishnah understands it, is that when the Rambam says Xeris Akasav, what do you mean? He passes like Abaye. So how does the Kesav Mishnah understand Xeris Akasav? And remember, let's... Right, that even though... And remember the Kesav Mishnah? Kesav Mishnah says, oh, what do you mean? What? Exactly! Because it's right, because the way Kesav Mishnah understands the Rambam is that, yes, although Rava is the only one who explicitly said Gzeres HaKosev, the way the Rambam understands Abaye is that Abaye says, yes, you're right, Eidzomei Mechidishu, I just hold it goes to the Mafraya. And now what we're saying right now, so again, so the Rambam, if you put it all together, thinks that Abaye agrees to eat Zomim Chiddushu, but yet the Rambam holds a Baldavar. How do you put the two together? How can you hold a Chiddushu if you also hold a Baldavar? What's the idea? What's the Chiddush? Exactly, the Chiddush is to view the Zomim as the Baldavar. So just like the Ramban adopts the Baldavar approach, but still thinks it's a Chiddush because the Chiddush to view them as Balei Davar, the Rambam is going to say the same thing. So the Rambam, after adopting the Baldavar approach, is going to say, yeah, and this whole thing is a Gzeres HaKosev. What do you mean? The answer is, because it's a Gzeres HaKosev, it's a Chiddush, to view the Zomim as Balei Davar. Yeah. Why?
It's a little sussum.
And I guess, to read in context... Yeah, you're right. Meaning, I think Akiva is just talking about on the Lashon, which is the perspective of Lashon, it's a little sussum. He just says, Vizesha mina Torah edem achronim, ala edem arishonim, gzeres akasafi. And he stops. Like, you would like the Rambam to say a little bit more. I would just respond that if you think that this Baldover idea is basically explicated by the Rambam earlier in the Halacha, when he says, and lo eshkichu ala atzma shal edus klal, so therefore he's just saying it's a gzeres akasav that we view it like that. So you just have to read the gzeres akasav in light of the earlier halakha.
The Baldavar version, the finish isn't the Ne'amanus. The Ne'amanus is obvious once you say Baldavar.
Yeah, so I guess the idea would be Zesha mina Torah edem achronim ala edem rishonim by viewing them as the Balei Davar. Yeah. And Akrami. I hear the ha'ara. But I still... In light, I still think this is the best read, that the Rambam, is adopting the Baldavar approach and just says, yeah, it's Gzeres HaKosev. That's not a steer to the Baldavar approach. Because Baldavar is not necessarily a Svara Pshuta, which stands on its own, because it's not a Davar Pashit to view the Eidim Zomim as the Nidonim, as the Balei Davar, because really the focus is on the Eidus itself. So again, so far, yeah.
Because Rambam Parash and Mishnayos still could be saying it's fully... It's not forced to start. You could be saying that the reason why we apply the Gzeres HaKosev is because it's Eidus about the Gof HaEidim and not the Tuch and the Eidus.
I guess kind of chicken or egg. Meaning the Gzeres HaKosev, I would say, is the Chiddush of the Gzeres HaKosev is to interpret Imanu HaYisem, which is focusing on them, the Gavra, as them being the Balei Davar. Because without the Gzeres HaKosev, you say, although you're saying Yimanu HaYisem, like the Nesibos and the Yadrama, really the focus of your Eidos is saying that what they said about Reuben and Shimon is false. So the Chiddush, meaning, the Rambam Pesach Mishnayos is not talking about Chiddush. He's just saying, what's the result? The result is that we view the Eidim Zomim as the Balei Davar. We're just saying, when the Rambam Yudchas Gimel says this whole thing is the Gzeres HaKosev, you're putting the two together by saying, yeah, because it's a Chiddush to view them as the Balei Davar, even though really what they're focused on, even though what the Mazimim are focused on is not the Eidim Zomim, but really trying to undermine their Eidus.
Saying the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos never talks about Balei Davar, because even though he talks about the Gufa Eidim and the Tuchim their Eidus.
That's what it sounds like he's saying.
But the Mishnah also makes that chiluk, meaning everyone makes that chiluk.
Yeah, but the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos goes further. He says, and even though it seems like it's Trey or Trey, he says, no, it's not Trey or Trey, because they're going against the Gavra Eidim. That only makes sense, meaning that is only an answer if Gavra Eidim is synonymous with Balei Davar.
wouldn't every Rishon, everyone would say that. No, everyone would say that the reason why this is not trade for trade is because it's going to go for Eidim and not.
But not because they're Bala Dover. I mean, we had a whole trade.
No, I'm saying the Rambam doesn't say it's because they're Bala Dover. It says it's good.
I think that's Meduyuk when the Rambam says it's not trade or trade.
Because Apple Pishim trade or trade.
I would say FLP that it's, I would say, although it seems to be Trey, even though they are to Eidim, Lefisha Eidus, Al Atzma Shal Eidim, Velo Bo Leheyed, Al Atzma Shal Eidus, Lo Kami Lo Lebatla, Lefisha Eim Bavo Ba, Leficha Shomen Divrein the Argo Eidim. What?
In the Ramban, though, it was the Deacon, the Ramban, that Trey meant for sure,
Hachasha,
but here the trade.
No, that's pre-Gzeres Hakasev. I mean, the Kamash Malan, the Gzeres Hakasev, is that no, it's on the Gavra Eidim. That's why that's Ramban Yutas Yud Ches. I'm saying, I was like, Alva Bishem Trey Trey, that's the Ramban Yutas Yud Ches. Oh, no, really, it's on the Gavra Eidim, that's Ramban.
But he never says it's not Trey Trey. Even though Trey Trey.
The way that
since the Eidus is on the Etzema Eid,
sounds like therefore it's not trade. That's the way. I mean, again, I think that's Pshat. I think that's what Slack's learning. That's what the Pinchas is learning. They're saying that's the Kamash Malan, right? It would be even though it seems to be a tray, the Kamash Malan. No, it's not tray. It's on the Gavra Eidim as Bali Gavra. Same thing as the transition of the Ramban, ironically from Yutes to Yutes Yudches backwards. Yeah. Okay, so again, so far we've seen this idea that within Abaye that it is the Rabban, that the Abaye accepts the Chiddush of Rava. We saw that within the Bali Dover approach for the Rambam and the Ramban. So just quickly, we've seen this a number of times. You also have this within the Migu Umdina approach, right, of the Ran, right? The Joshua's a Ran. And again, remember, the Ran is talking Lamaskana. And the Ran has that line that after he presents his Umdina, he says, and even though Eid Zomim Chiddushu, he says, oh, no, the Chiddush is to rely on this Umdina. But remember, so the Ran, like the Rambam and the Ramban, is invoking Eid Zomim Chiddushu, even Lamaskana. What do you mean? We pass in the Abaye. So it must be that the Ran, like the Rambam and the Ramban, thinks that Abaye agrees with the Rava's notion of Eid Zomim Chiddushu, right? He just applies it l'mafreya, and the Ran is l'shitaso is not working within the Bal Dover approach, is working within the Umdina approach to say that yeah, there is even a Chiddush within the Umdina approach to say that in the context of Trey Utrek, it's a Chiddush that we're going to rely on an Umdina to favor the Mazimim over the Zomim. So that's another Rishon who invokes Eid Zomim Chiddushu, even the Maskana, which is clear that he understands Abaye, like the second Mahalach, that Abaye agrees to Eid Zomim Chiddushu and just applies it the Mafraya. Oh, last Ha'ara within this is, can we align Shem Eid Zomim, right? Remember the Shem Eid Zomim Mahalach? Shem Eid Zomim Mahalach is that it's all based on the stigma. Remember which Achron, championed this idea? Huh? Where is that? Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Vashem the Rambam. But very important. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was saying this in the Rambam, right, Lemaskana. Right? He said, the Pshat in the Rambam in Perichav, Halacha Dalet, when the Rambam says, Ein Bo Maisa, is that, oh, because the Machayev is the accusation, is the Shem Eid Zomim, and not the Eid Deshekit. I remember, right, and the Rav said, oh, the best Raya to the Shem Eid Zomim is from Shitas Rava. Fine. Rava highlights that, but at the end of the day, if you're saying the Pshat in the Rambam, Lehalacha, Yishim Eid Zomim, you have to say that Abaye somehow accepts that. So what's the idea? One more time?
In the Psul, the only thing the Psul is the Mafre, right? We're not saying the Kasher is Zomim, meaning, obviously it's only in theory, the Kasher Zomim can't be Mafre, but, I mean, the Psul, the Yishim Eid Zomim is only saying,
it's also going. Shem Eid Zomim is also for the Psul Eidus. It's saying that the basis of the Psul Eidus is the stigma.
They only get the Shem Eid Zomim once those even come. But how is that going to be
compiled? So that's the kasha. That's what we're asking right now. So it works. Meaning Shem Eid Zomim works beautifully within Rava. That right. It's all at the time of the accusation. Mikano Labo. That works. But the problem is that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says this pshat for the Rambam lehalacha that the Psul is l'mafraya. So what's the idea? I think the idea is simple. It's just that, in the end of the day, what's the accusation? Right? And the Shem Eid Zomim is that the accusation of Imanu Ha'isem, right, that you not only exaggerated this, but you made it up completely, right? The accusation itself. So even if you say the idea of Shem Eid Zomim is that we don't necessarily trust them, we don't think it was necessarily Eid Sheker, but it's the accusation alone. But just, even from the perspective of the accusation, what is the accusation going back to? When did they supposedly give this egregious Eid Sheker where they made up the entire thing? L'mat Freya. Going back. So even the Shem Eid Zomim could say from a consistency standpoint, yes, even though we don't necessarily trust the Mazimim over the Zomim, and the basis of the Psul and the Onish is the accusation, at the end of the day, from a consistency standpoint, the accusation itself is going back and saying that when did they do this terrible thing of being, you know, of making up the Eidus, that was already back in Nisan or January, whichever Moshe, back at the time that they gave the Eid Sheker. So even the Shem Eid Zomim idea, that's the stigma associated by the accusation, at the end of the day, the stigma is saying, but when did they do the thing that stigmatized them? When they gave the Eid Sheker. So even if it's not because, oh, we think they gave Eid Sheker, it's the accusation of giving Eid Sheker, at the end of the day, the accusation of giving Eid Sheker still kicks in, L'ma Freya, to when they gave the Eid Sheker. So I think that's the way to explain Rav Moshe's idea of Shem Eid Zomim, even in the Rambam L'maskana with an Abaye.
Isn't the Shem Eid Zomim not alive anymore then?
No. Because it is still the Machayev is still the accusation and the stigma that stems from it. But we're saying that you're stigmatizing the person going back. Yes, in real time, he only became stigmatized now. But when you're now looking back in history, like, when did he supposedly do the thing which stigmatized them? At the time of the Eid Sheker.
But wouldn't that, so we care about the mindset there. We do care about
But again, you're still saying that the Mechayev is the accusation. It's still the Rambam Chaf Dalet. It's still Ein Bo Maisa, because the Mechayev is not that we believe that they gave Eid Sheker. It's still the Mechayev that they are being accused of giving Eid Sheker. And it's the stigma which stems from that accusation. But we're just saying, but the Eid Mazim are saying, they have been stigmatized all the way back to when they supposedly did this. Okay, it's a little subtle, but I think it works. So Adkan, what we're basically just, you know, finishing up, is that, right, that Abaye, right, that Abaye, the second way to understand Abaye is that Abaye accepts Eid Zomim Chiddushu, and he just says, but once you accept the Chiddush, it goes to Mafreya. And we just explained three different versions of that, right? Within different, you know, Mefarshim, of Abaye clearly holding a Chiddushu. We said the Baal Dover, within the Baal Dover approach, that was the Ramban and the Rambam. We saw it within the Umdin approach of the Ran. And then we showed this Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who obviously says the Shem Eid Zomim within the Rambam, the Maskana within Abaye. Fine. Okay. Good. So Ad Kan is our discussion of Machokas Abaye and Rava. The next part of the sugya I like to at least start with, and is the potential chiluk, right, between different dinei hazama. If you just take a step back, right, in the case where the edim zomim become huzam by the edim azinim, so what happens? Let's break it down. So originally, the edim zomim come along and say Reuven killed Shimon, right? So based on that, if you stop there again, Shimon, what's going to happen, right? The first cot, right, they weren't yet Zomim, comes along and say, Reuven kills Shimon. So what's going to happen on the basis of this Eidus? They're going to kill Reuven. So the Nido's going to get killed. So now Hazama takes place. Now the Mazimim come along, and they're Mazim, the Eidim Zomim. So what are the different Dinim? There are three different Dinim which result from Hazama. The first applies to the Nido. What's now, as a result of the Hazama, what's not going to happen to the Nidah? Exactly. So consequence number one of Hazama is that the Nidah is no longer going to be killed or chai. Consequence number one. Consequence number two and three are relating to the Edim Zomim. Yeah, exactly, the Onish. Exactly. So consequence number two, right, is that the Edim Zomim are going to get an Onish. Consequence number three, the Edom Zomim, Psul Eidus. Very important. So again, there are three consequences. We'll call them, there are three Dine Hazama. Three Dinim, you'll see why I'm doing this. Are there three Dinim which result from Hazama? The Nidon becomes Pater, the Edom Zomim get an Onish, and number three, the Edom Zomim become Psul Eidus. So now we're going to see is there any situations where you're going to be mechalik between any of these three dinim? And we're going to see the potential chilukim between these dinim are going to very much tie into the idea of Eitzom being chiddush and the dynamic between the mazimim and the zomim as we've been discussing. Yeah. No. I mean the way I presented it? No. Okay. So the first potential breakdown is going to be focusing on the Edim Zonim, right? Between the Onesh and the Psal Edus. So the first Makor where you have at least a Havamina of a Chilik between the Onesh and the Psal is who? Who has a Havamina of a Chilik? Tosas Baba Kama. And what direction is it? Right? Tosas the Havamina that we're going to apply the Onesh to Edim Zonim, but not the Psal. Right? Right, so the Ram tells us the Hamina, right? Because the Torah only speaks about which one? The Onesh, right? So Tosas and Baba Kama and Ayin Beis, right? There's the first Makor of a Chilik between Onesh and Psul, where Tosas says, oh, maybe limit the Din Azama to Onesh. And again, and what's, how does he justify that Chilik? Because Hazama is a Chiddush, Ebon Chiddusha, right? This big factor, because Tosas says, because Hazama is a Chiddush, as he pointed out, it's within Rava, Ein Bo'ala Chidusho. So the Torah only discusses Onesh, so limit it to Onesh. But Me'echa Teis is you apply it to Psal. And then Maskani says, no, we apply it because Lo Nehem Ninu Lechatzayin. But again, the first Makor of a Chiluk is within that Havmina, say yes, Onesh, no Psal, based on this factor of Chidusho. The second makor, there's even the maskana, of a chiluk between the psul edus and the onish, actually in the opposite direction, comes within a day within which rishon, the meiri. Excellent. If everyone can have the meiri open, it's very very important. So the meiri is discussing the context of what din, the din of kasher zamban below kasher asa. As I said before, right? So it worked out well that we saw the Ramban earlier. Right, so the Mishnah on Hey Yom Beis establishes the din that if the Nidon is actually killed, so then the Zomim are no longer subject to the Onesh. Now the question is, so the Zomim are no longer subject to the Onesh, but what's an open question? But are they still going to be Psulim Le'edus? So let's see the Mi'iri, first in the name of the Chachmei Adoros. Anyone have it? You have it? No, no. No, do you have it? No? But you got it? Keep it. All right, this is Makos Heyom and Aleph. Zero Maskal Edim Shehuzmu. Got it? Oh. Have you read it? Let's go for it.
Edim Shehuzmu Achar Shehardio She'ina Haragin.
Right, so again, that's just the din, that if they're huzam after the nidon was already killed, so then they, the edim zomim, aren't subject to the onesh.
Period.
It's very important. Let's analyze this for a second. So this dea, the chachmei adoros and the meiri, say that although in the case of kasher asa, the edim zomim don't get the onesh of azama because it's xeris akasiv kasher zamam lo kasher asa, but they're still going to be psule edus, assuming that they that what right that's assuming they're going to be psule edus because they
testified positive.
Exactly, very important, right? Because they gave edus sheker, very very important, right? So this day in the Meiri assumes that even though, right, there's a drasha of kasher zamam lo kasher asa that's limited to the Onish, but in the end of the day, in terms of the question of whether they gave Eidu Sheker, they still give Eidu Sheker. Which means that even though you're lacking the Chiddush Torah of Hazama in this case, even though there's no Eid Zomim Chiddushu in the case of Kasher Zomim below Kasher Asa, in the case of Kasher Asa, still we assume that the Zomim are liars. What does that mean? Excellent. That assumes that the basis of believing the Mazimin over the Zomim is a Svar Pshuta. Right? So assumption number one of this Deya in the Meiri is that the basis of believing the Mazimim over the Zomim is a Svar Pshuta. Let's say, Balei Davar without any chiddush that they're balei davar. So argues this daya, the Chachmei Hadoros, because the mazimim are for sure believed over the zomim, because the zomim are balei davar, so memela they give a dusheker, and it's just the kasher asa is a gzeiras hakasuf that's limited. That's a p'tur onish, right? It's a p'tur onish, but at the end of the day, it's a svar pshuta to believe the mazimim over the zomim. So assumption number one of the Chachmei Hadoros is that the basis of believing the mazimim over the zomim is a svar pshuta, and it doesn't require a chiddush Torah, and therefore even in the case of kasher asa, where you don't have that chiddush Torah, we're still going to believe the mazimim over the zomim. Yeah.
We're saying before with the Ramban that
we'll get there soon. Slow. Good. Let's break it down. Who argues on this first assumption? The Meiri. So let's see. And the Meiri is going to argue in this first assumption and say, it's not so pashut that the mazimim are believed over the zomim as a svar pshuta. Go for it, Stephen. And there's the key line, So says the Meiri himself, says, wait a second. The whole ne'emanas of the mazimim over the zomim is a chiddush Torah. So once it's a chiddush Torah, the chiddush Torah of Azama doesn't apply in the case of kasher asa, because the drasha is kasher zamam, lo kasher asa, which means that the chiddush Torah of Azama doesn't apply in the case of kasher asa. So therefore, once the chiddush Torah is the basis of the nemanus of the mazimim, and you're lacking the chiddush Torah in the case of kasher asa, so therefore you're not in this case of kasher asa. You're the zomim will not necessarily be the shakranim, and it reverts back to the status quo of hachasha. Try your tray. Therefore, you're not going to necessarily think that the Edim, that the Zomim are Shakran. So again, so the first assumption of the Chachmei Hadoros is that the basis of the Ne'emanos is a Svar Pshuta, and therefore you don't need a Chiddush Din. And then the Meiri undermines that assumption and says, what are you talking about? The basis of the Ne'emanos is a Chiddush Torah. And you can tell this directly relates to everything we've been learning so far. No, the base meaning, even a, right in the way you can reformulate it, is that the Chachmei Hadoros say Abaye rejects Eid Zomim Chiddushu, and therefore it's a Svar Pshuta. And the Meiri says, no, what are you talking about? Abaye agrees to the notion of Eid Zomim Chiddushu, and therefore without the Chiddush Torah, you're not going to have the Ne'emanos. So that's assumption number one, and how the Meiri rejects that first assumption. The second assumption of the Chachmei Hadoros is what you're saying. Now, go for it. What were you saying?
That basically, so according to the Ramban, I guess assuming that the Edom Zomim were actually correct in what they were saying, and that really the liars were the Edom Azimin. So if that's the case, you know, why are we trusting the Edom Azimin who are seemingly
exactly wrong? Akiva, that's what you were asking before, right? Basically, assumption number two is that the dynamic, right, the Chachmei Hadoros are going to assume that the notion of assuming that the Edom Zomim were Shakranim even applies in a case of Kasher Asa. Again, even applies in the case of Kasher Asa when their Eidus was accepted to kill the Nida. Right? So again, this assumes that the reason why Kasher Asa is not subject to Azama has nothing to do with being Megale that the Eidin Zomim were correct. Right? Let's spell it out. The Ramban, we said earlier, right? Before we were just focusing on the first line of the Ramban. But the rest of the Ramban, and Yutes, establishes the reason for Kasher Asa is because once Reuven is killed, what does that prove? Hashkacha dictates that it must be that the Edom Zomim were correct. We're telling Emes. If you adopt that approach to Kasher Asa, that Kasher Asa is about Hashkacha, and that that Kasher Asa tells us that once the Nidon was killed, it must be that the Edom Zomim were telling the truth. And obviously, if you think they're telling the truth, you're not going to apostle them for Eid Sheker, right? Unless you take a shame Eid Zomim. Potential idea, but Pashtus, if the Mechayev is Eidus Sheker and Kasher Asa, according to Ramban, dictates that they gave Eidus MS, so then for sure we're not going to apply this. So again, the second assumption of the Chachmei Hadoros is that even in the case of Kasher Asa, we still assume that the Edom Zomim were Shakranim, assuming that this din, this p'tur of kasher asa, has nothing to do with being megala that the edim zomim were correct. It had to do with other factors, and there are other mahalchim in the sugya, which we'll get to when we get there. Yeah, time then.
Yeah. So the other way to look at it would be that the hashgacha is not that it's not that really they were right, that the edim zomim were wrong, but rather that these edim zomim were just Hashem's tool to take them out.
That's one way you could say it. That really the Rambam is chayv misa mimakom
acher. Right.
Yeah, the Rambam doesn't say it like that.
Like
he's
with the
Sulam. Exactly. You can even say it within that. Because at the end of the day, they still give Eid to Sheker. But we'll see, there are other reasons even for Kasher also. It has nothing to do with Hashgacha. That's a one, just to give you a sense. It's like Pagam and Bezin. It's an idea. That like, once Bezin was Machayev, Ruven, Misa, if now they give an onish to the Zomim, everyone would be like, wait a second, so you put that guy to death, and falsely, and it's going to be a pagam to this. So I'll just give you a sense. There are other mahalchim to kasher asa which also don't relate in any way to kasher asa, signifying that they were gave eight.
Also, what else, like a case of mamon where the mamon could just be transferred back?
Okay. There's a big machlokas we'll get there also. Big machlokas whether the tour of kasher asa applies to mamon. Okay. It's not so clear that it applies to mamon. Maybe because of that. We'll get there. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
So we're always saying that the Ramban does not agree with the Meiri.
So the Ramban, the Ramban in Kasher also, but seemingly would agree with the Meiri, not the first thing. The Ramban in Dvarim Yutes would reject the Chachmei Adoros for a different reason. Right? He would say the reason why the Zomim are not going to be Psula Eidos is because once Reuven was killed, that shows that the Eidim Zomim were truthful. So not for the reason of the Meiri. The Meiri rejects the Chachmei Adoros because Imbo Lachidusha, and the Ramban is going to reject for a different reason, could reject for an additional reason of that, what do you mean, once Reuven was killed, that's Megala, that the Eden Zomim were shared. So far we've seen again two Mikoros to Michalik between Onesh and Psul, right? Tosas and the Havamina in one direction to say you have Onesh but not Psul. And then the Eri in the other direction to say in the case of Kasher Asa that you have Psul even though you don't have Onesh. Now we're going to see the Tshuvas Harivash. Really quickly, the Tshuvas Harivash, again, similarly in line with with that day in the Meiri, is going to say that whenever you have these like peturim, right, these exceptions to the Onesh Havazama, that's there's still going to be a Psul Eidos in those cases. If you just read that, let's read that quickly. Anyone have the Ethan, would you mind? Right, basically he's referencing this Gemara in Ksubas, we'll get back to, where there's a din that in order to apply the Onesh Hazama, the Mazimim have to be Mazim, the Zomim, Bifneim. That's a good din. We're saying, so even in that case, where they do Shalom Bifneim, so there's not going to be an Onesh. Very important. The Mazim are still going to be believed to pass the Idim Zomim. Is very key. Kivin Shayid Begufo. What is he referencing? Because they're the Bali Davar. In the end of the day, it's like similar to the Meiri, or that day in the Meiri. Once you accept the Bal Davar approach, Misvara, and say it's a Svara to believe the Mazim or the Zomim, so even if, for whatever reason, you don't have the Onish, in the end of the day, if the base of the Nemanus is a Svara Pshuta that Eidim are believed over Bali Davar, that Nemanus to render them Psule Eidus is going to apply. And just we'll do this outside. And Rivash says, similarly, whenever you have other, you know, Peturim to the Onish, such as Achiazimu Kulan, and you need Gemar Din, all these Dinim in the Onish, these are all Dinim in the Onish. And all these cases, even though there's not going to be an Onish Hazama, there's still going to be a Psul Hazama, because, again, the Rivash holds that the Mazimim are believed over the Zomim as the Svar Pshuta, and therefore, Memela, once Mazim are believed to render the Zomim as Eidei Sheker, as having given Eidos Sheker, Memela, they're going to be Psulim L'Eidos. So we'll stop here.